3, 2, 1.
Officially turned around, guys. We are back, baby. We are fucking back.
We're back. Classic.
We are back.
That's
we
right.
We are back. We are getting Doug back.
And we're the three best friends that anybody could have. We're the three best friends that anyone could have. We're the three best friends that anyone can have. And we'll never, ever, 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 ever leave each other. We're the best three friends that anybody could have. I mean, the three best friends that anybody could have.
All of that, all that time, it's been so long, and we're back. What's up, everyone? My name is Sky, and I am one of four. I guess the intro did lied a little bit. We're the four best friends that anyone can have. So without further ado, just wanted to say thank you, everyone, for your patience, but the gathering has returned. I am not gathering alone tonight. I do have... three and a half. I won't count Derek fully tonight. Three and a half of the best friends anyone could have. Just kidding, Derek. First off, let's welcome Derek to the gathering. Derek, how are you?
Hey, guys. How's it going? We missed all three listeners.
We had a few more than that. We have Oscar in the house. Oscar, how are you?
Wes, it's good to be back. Back with the crew. It's going to be a great season, guys.
That's awesome. I'm glad we're gathering together. And last, not least, in no particular order, we have Daniel. Daniel, welcome back.
Yo, what's up, everyone? Great to be back.
This is crazy, man. It's been, we were just talking about this off air. It's been how long since we've done a podcast?
Since 2022, if you don't believe it or not.
2022, that's crazy. I'm like, I can't believe it's been that long. But you know what? We all had a lot going on in our lives. Life got a little crazy. Life got busy, and that's okay. Guess what? The gathering never stops. We will always gather. Sometimes we won't record, but we'll gather anyways, and we have, and it's just nice to be back in each other's presence. So let's just do a quick check and see how everyone's doing tonight. Derek, what's up, dude? Okay, first off, what's up with this attire? First, explain to our listeners what jacket you have on tonight.
It's actually a mink coat, black and brown mink coat. Imported straight from Ukraine.
It's like Chewbacca.
Or MLK, I think he stole it.
Well, it really looks like, to me, like one of those stray dog coats, but okay. Sounds good.
But you pull it off, Derek. I'll give you that.
It's a rat coat. He has a straight rat coat going on. It's awesome.
Rat tails dangling at the end.
So what's going on, man? How are you?
Good, man. You know, same old, working. Yeah, you know. Gaming.
Yeah, you're a gamer a lot.
Big gamer. Do a lot of gamer stuff.
Anything new going on in your world? Nerdy, non-nerdy. Anything you want to talk about?
Everything nerdy, man. Video games, movies, pop culture. Throwing rocks at people.
Throwing rocks at people. That's a little bit of Always Sunny in Philadelphia there, but they throw it at trains for Christmas. It's a tradition. All right, thank you, Derek. Oscar, how are you, man?
Man, I've been great. You know, got promotion at work. I don't know, last time I might have been engaged during our time doing the podcast, but now officially married, 1 year fully this February.
Has it been
a year of marriage? Yeah, it has
been. Wow, that's crazy. That's crazy.
The gathering was at my wedding. Too bad we couldn't record it for a podcast, but hey, better late than never that you guys know that I finally got the marriage.
Finally.
Yeah. We were at the bachelor party.
Yeah, yeah, we but were. Actually, both the gathering crew decided to bail on me last minute.
So where was it? Where was it at? Was it at the observatory?
It was in Vegas.
Oh, I thought you were gonna go to the observatory, kind of look at the planetarium stars and shit like that.
No, it was supposed to be like an anime convention, you know, watch about.
Oh, you were gonna go to an anime convention?
Yeah.
Oh shit, no. That's awesome.
It went, but we went to Vegas.
Okay, well, I anime convention, I got a little pissed off. I wasn't invited, but whatever. No. Daniel, what's up, man? How are you?
What's up?
What's going on? First off, let's address this hat. Daniel's wearing a Raiders hat, so.
Yeah, Raiders all day.
Raider Nation.
Raiders!
Jesus, crying.
Shout out, AP.
You know what, though? Let me just ask this. What did you think about the Chiefs going and winning in your house?
Oh, I hated it. I'd rather the other team to win, the 49ers to win.
Yeah, same.
But neither can go dig a hole. And live in it.
Yeah.
But we're the last team to beat the Chiefs, so take that.
Badly. We're like,
so that's what you're living on is.
Yep.
You're going to the middle of the season when the Chiefs.
Yep.
Yeah. We're basically
nobody else beat them but us. Tell you that.
All right. Seems kind of a lame claim to fame, but
Mr. Buffalo over there.
Buffalo. You know what? I'm officially going back to my roots.
Bad way.
No. For when the Raiders first left, because I was a Raiders fan, and then they became the Traitors to me, like a lot of people. Sorry to offend anyone out there. Sorry to offend, because I know Raider fans are crazy. But I spent a lot of years. The only football game I'll go watch is the Chargers. I would go down and watch the Chargers all the time, watch them against San Francisco, whoever they were playing against the Bills. But it was actually really cool because this year I went to a Chargers game. I hadn't been to a game in years. And it was fun. And I had a good time. I'm like, you know what? Like, the Chargers need some love. We need a L.A. team that I got to give love to. So,
yeah,
officially, Chargers fan.
Bagwagon.
You see the Raiders versus the Chargers?
Okay, yeah, come on.
It was like 80 points to zero.
I remember that. That was awesome. Yeah.
You remember that?
I remember that game. All right. These nerds don't want to listen to this
sports talk. Yeah, I don't know what you guys are talking about. I'm a real nerd.
Derek's in the corner like, yeah. Okay.
I like all sports ball.
Daniel, how are you? What's going on in your nerd life?
Good. Still into my truck. I got into my new hobbies, RC cars now. So I have a little mini truck now. Mm-hmm. So that cool. Fixes my itch there. My son turned 5 over the long hiatus. We've been gone. And that just chilling.
That's crazy.
Yeah, not too bad.
That's crazy. Well, welcome back, guys. I had a little fun. Was it last month? I got to work at Comic-Con. Mm. Jake came out. Jake, thank you for that, by the way. Jake is, by the way, the best seller of serial killer merchandise in the L.A. area. If you need your serial killer merchandise, contact Jake. So Jake, that was fun. I just got to tell this quick story. It was actually really cool. So I set up the booth. I have all these toys, right? Just a whole range of toys. Cool shit. Everyone's coming up to see. Jake has this really cool collection of like serial killer trading cards, right? And he has this shirt. I think it was John Wayne Gacy's shirt, right? And this other book. And everyone that came up to the booth first would look at that, and then they would go buy some cheap piece of shit thing I had. So I thought it was funny. Jake, thank you for every single sale.
You brought him up.
And then it was funny because a lot of people come, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, Jake. I told him at one point, if a girl comes up that you're interested in and she's really into these serial killer cards, you've got a perfect match there. Most people will meet at church. Some people will meet at the supermarket. Jake will meet at a Comic-Con talking serial killer trading cards. So I thought that was cool. Well, that's it. You know what? Let's get into the podcast today. Our podcast format, just for you, for informational purposes out there, it's going to be a little different. We're going to try to shorten it down a little bit. We'll see what happens. Who knows? Maybe super long, but we're going to just add some segments here, take some segments off. It's going to be moving and grooving the whole time. So bear with us, but hopefully you enjoy what we got set up for you. And without further ado, let's get into some
news.
Well, it has been so long since we did some nerd news. So, Daniel, what do you got for us in nerd news tonight? You can get us kicked off.
It's not too crazy, but they're bringing back the old school 90s X-Men's back.
Wait, what? What did you say? Hold on.
Yeah.
All right, continue.
Yes, I grew up watching the show. It's one of my all-time favorite shows.
Mine too.
I remember just waking up Saturday morning and jumping into my parents' bed and watch it with my dad. Great episodes. It was way, I want to say, like, past its time.
I went back when Disney Plus put it on, and I'm like, watching it like on crack, like I loved it so much.
It was ahead of its time.
It was one of the first introductions really into the X-Men universe, mm-hmm. beyond the comics. So it gave them life, it gave them voice. So, mm-hmm.
and I liked it that it wasn't like PG, like it wasn't like a full cartoon like for kids. Like it was like an actual, like there's actual problems and like people pass and die and they. They get revived and everything. It was like a full-on, like, good series.
Uh-huh. And mutant genocide.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. Yeah. And it had a lot of topics. That was
where the Sentinels were.
Yeah.
To kill the mutants.
That had a crazy topics. So they're bringing it back. Not bringing it back, I guess it's a continuing. It's continuing the story. But now it's called the X-Men 97. The only problem I have, and then some people can back me up, is the art styles.
Yeah, they...
They went from like two
cheeks.
Yeah, that too. but it went from a 2D style to like a 3D to a 2D style. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if that looks too cartoonish for my liking, but I'm happy it's back and I'm excited to check it out.
A lot of the voice characters came back.
Yeah.
Did Larry Houston, the original director, did they give him, do you know if he's involved? Because he was like...
He said he wanted to, but I don't think he had time.
Oh, okay.
So he said he might be back, like, for, like, an episode or two, whatever.
What was your favorite part of the trailer for that X-Men?
The new one?
Mm-hmm.
Just seeing them, like, come all back together again was pretty cool. But the one that took the scene, it was the Wolverine
yeah.
and Gambit.
Yeah.
Like, he lights up.
Yeah.
He
charges up his claws.
His claws. Yeah. Like, yeah.
That scene was
so
sick.
Hard.
Yeah.
Okay, so when is this... Has it released yet? I haven't been paying attention.
Not yet. It's coming, I believe, in March.
March
20th.
Oh.
And they're going to release two episodes, and it's going to go all the way till May.
Okay.
So it's like a weekly episode.
That's cool.
Is this on Disney Plus?
Disney Plus.
I'm going to need your account.
I don't buy it again.
damn it.
You know the one, just a little sidetrack real quick. A lot of the, if you have a phone service, like if you have T-Mobile, certain ones mm-hmm. are giving you certain
yeah.
streaming service.
Yeah.
Do any of them give you Disney?
Not that I don't
know. They mostly give you Hulu or HBO Max.
Yeah, because T-Mobile gives us Netflix and Hulu.
And Hulu and yeah. And Apple.
And Apple, yeah.
And they
yeah.
give you the Major League Baseball
for
package.
Free? Yeah. Yeah, you can watch baseball.
Nah, I don't care.
Because you don't have T-Mobile?
I don't care for sports ball.
Is that what we call it, sports ball?
Like, I'm a real nerd. I don't
care. Yeah, I was excited when I heard that. I'm gonna wait for my judgment. I'm not gonna be that nerd anymore that just hates on everything.
No, I'm excited. I just didn't like the art style.
I don't.
I'm still gonna watch it.
Yeah, you know what? I think that you just have to jump in and realize it's new.
Yeah.
And realize that there's a whole generation that's not used to that anime. Mm-hmm. That if they want to capture them, they have to make it look like anime mm-hmm. today.
Look at our Gen Xer. Look at him.
No, but the cool thing is it takes a place in the 90s. So everything is 90s vibe, so yeah. I'm so excited for it. Right. Yeah, it's going to be so good.
Let's go back slander.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you. Now we have Mr. Oscar. Oscar, what do you have for us today in nerd news?
The one I'm really getting into right now, it's on HBO Max. It's called Ninja Kamui, if maybe that's how you say it. If not, my bad. It just talks
hold
about...
Hold on. Did you say Ninja Kamui?
Kamui, yeah.
Here you go. Now, listening to this, we just listened to it right before the podcast. It's pretty sick.
The two-step to this.
That's a chick to it.
Mm-hmm. I actually got to download it on Spotify. Mm-hmm. I listened to it, yeah.
Another Cowboy Bebop soundtrack for me.
There's a certain style to every anime opening. It's like almost like mystical. Like
do it again?
All right. So tell us about this anime show that you're getting into, that you're watching, you get down with.
So it's a former ninja. His name is Joe Hagen. He escaped his clan, and basically a clan of ninjas, and he went to hiding with his family because it's very violent, and the organization is violent. So the organization somehow track it down and find them, and they want to execute a bloodily reputation for turning their back on the organization and all the secrets it has. The first episode, it's a nail biter. Like, it goes from, like, you just see one dude just walking in a suit, and out of nowhere, he takes out, like, four dudes like nothing. It's very bloody. It gives me, like, a John Wick vibe.
So a lot of these shows now, a lot of, like, Netflix, HBO Max, they're pulling out the stop on a lot of these anime. Like, it's weird. Like, it's not on Crunchyroll or Funimation.
Yeah.
Like, it's that they're actually picking up these, making them, financing them, so it's kind of cool. But I almost laugh because you said the ninja's name is Joe.
Joe Hagen.
If you,
that's like the worst fucking ninja name.
Right? You gotta watch it because Oscar has given me good recommendations, and I did see this
Joe
one.
Joe Smith.
Joe Dirt. So I'm gonna.
What a worst name, seriously, for a ninja.
I'm not gonna give you any spoilers for it. Let's just say it starts off with just this normal looking American guy.
In a tuxedo?
Not in a tuxedo. This is just some Japanese businessman in the beginning, but later on, the main character that you do follow, you think it's just this American farmer. But it ain't Joe Schmo.
He's a secret society assassin who's leaving trace from the government.
You bastard.
That's what he just said.
But no, like, no spoilers. No spoilers. No spoilers. Serious, no. Go check it out. If you have HBO Max, check it out.
You like that bloody style of anime? You got to watch this. It's just nonstop 1v4. It's like they saw my gameplay on Call of Duty and they wanted to put in an anime form.
Anything else on that?
No, just go watch it.
All right. Derek, you're up next.
Alrighty, so it's February 2nd, 2024. What are you doing? You're at work? What a chump. Apple just released its brand new Apple Vision Pro. And essentially, it's a over-the-eyes and head set where you could basically live in your own cyberpunk Blade Runner 2027 technology dystopia. You could have screens mounted on your TV without actually physically having TVs in your house. You could be in your toilet taking a crap in Mount Hood in Yosemite. You could be gooning in front of your family while sitting with them. This thing is awesome, man. I mean, it looks so just out of pocket, the things you could do with technology now. But now we're at that point where we could just literally just scan things with our eyes, open up YouTube videos, like immerse ourselves with 3D technology, and this is it. This thing came out for, what, nearly $3,500, you know, and...
Wait, what? Hold on.
Repeat? He actually got it wrong. It's $3,600.
It says right here,
$3,600, isn't it?
No, $3,499.
Oh, it's $499. I thought it was
$699. No.
Damn, that's a lot of money, dude.
Sold.
That seriously is a lot of money.
Yeah, it's a lot of money. Yeah, but have you guys seen them? Like, you guys seen videos of these, right?
It's like having, like, ski goggles.
They look like ski goggles, but if you drop them, that's it, man.
They're having a lot of problems with the screen, like cracking or something.
You would think for like nearly almost $3,000, or you know,
Nearly three grand.
Yeah. So essentially,
sorry, I was trying to find that.
You're a little too late.
There you go. Jesus Christ, that's a lot of money, dude.
Yeah. But I mean, you could do a lot of them. A lot of these things with them, though. I've seen the videos of them.
What does it do that other stuff doesn't do? I mean, is it just a cool factor?
It's just
like, is it just cool?
It's a flex. Yeah, it's a flex, but there's also nothing.
Like, how is it going to improve my world? Like, if I get this, life will be better. How would that affect that? What would you say?
Well, literally, it's not. You could have this feature where if you want to watch, like, let's say a really good movie, it'll just. You just tweak, I don't know because I don't have it, but I see that you just tweak it and it will cover your whole field of view with just that movie. So it looks like a whole immersive experience, like you're actually there.
Could you watch videos on someone making a rat mink jacket?
Yes.
Perfect.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. Sometimes I think we're just going a little bit too far.
You think so?
I think so. Why? I think that, I don't know. I saw the videos and it's literally Apple having apps there where you're kind of just touching the midair. And, yeah. I mean, it's just another way for us not to interact with anybody and just
perfect. Text message.
Perfect.
I don't like interacting with people, so I'm cool with that. It's like that Japanese concept where they have the lonely restaurants where it's just like you have your own booths.
Yeah,
and you order your ramen. You don't have to talk to people or even talk to the people. Just, you know, leave me alone.
You see the people driving the cyberpunk truck, whatever.
With the Apple Vision Pro.
That's a lot of technology.
That's a lot of money in general, man. Speaking of which, you should go try to shoot out a Tesla. I was told that it's bulletproof. Let's test that out.
And that is probably not true. Do not do that.
Hey, if Joe Rogan could shoot an arrow at it, why not a 9mm?
Yeah, Joe Rogan is Joe Rogan, though. All right. So now it's my turn, and I'm a little beefed off.
Beefed off?
When you drive to Wendy's and order a single, you get more beef than the Whopper or the Big Mac.
Ooh, a lot of beef.
At Wendy's, you never have to ask, where's the beef? Circus music.
I'm just practicing some of our buttons, but fucking Wendy's, dude. Seriously, what the hell? Did you guys hear about what's going on with Wendy's?
About the prices?
Yeah, so, they're going up. They've retracted what they said, but I don't believe that you put out, you're a big organization, you put out information.
That it's not coming out.
That it's like, so basically, if you haven't heard, I'm sure the most of the world has heard because this is bull crap. Wendy's is doing an Uber move, which I guess it makes more sense with Uber, but that kind of pisses me off with Uber too. Like, usually their Uber prices get a lot more at night when people are trying to get home from drinking at the bar. So you're like trying to like push them away from that. Like, that was the whole point. You know, like, oh, I'm making a good decision. I'm not going to drive home drunk. I'm going to get an Uber. Oh, now it's instead of $10, it's $45. Like, I think that's crap too. But
yeah.
To get to Wendy's, like, they are, now, first off, Wendy's isn't the first person to do this, the first group. There's restaurants all across the country that do this.
Really?
These are restaurants. Fast food, they are the first. So Tony Roma's does this, a couple other major chains, I'm not going to remember off the top of my head. But what they do is they actually increase or decrease prices during the day at certain times, like lunch, dinner. They have digital menus, so let's just say you wanted a. So wanted some ribs. You usually pay $10.99 for them. That price doesn't exist anymore, but it probably existed at one point. $25.99 for ribs. And during the dinner hour, they'll be $26.99. It's not a big difference, but it's still more, right? Wendy's is wanting to do this during peak hours. Probably like 25 cents more a fry, a dollar more a burger. Now, Wendy's is already the most expensive fast food place out there, by the way. And between 2022 and now, they've raised their prices 35%.
Holy shit.
All my homies hate Wendy's.
I love Wendy's.
Wendy's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good. Their nuggets are fire.
Yeah. I'm not eating anything. If you're listening to this podcast and you're sick of, like, people effing with consumerism, I'm done. I'm done with, like, that shit. Like, do not eat Wendy's. If you are listening to this, if you hear the sound of my voice, don't eat Wendy's. But what do you guys think about, like, a company doing this? Because there's no fixed prices anymore. If Wendy's does this and they're successful,
everyone does it.
Yeah. So, like, we, at some point, the consumer has to take a stand. But I was listening to an expert on this and, like, we're idiots.
Yeah,
consumers are still gonna go, and they're like, McDonald's. McDonald's used to, you know, that at some point the most expensive meal that you can get is like $18 at McDonald's now. It's like a Big Mac, large. You know, like
I went to McDonald's Wednesday, and it was two Cokes and a small fry, and that was $16.
Like, what's going on? Like, the world has lost its mind. Fine, so what do you like? Do you, I mean, I don't know. I'm pissed.
I get it. And when you said that, it also came to my head, like, Round Table does the same thing, but they have it.
A lot of places do.
But they do it, I think, a smarter way. They have like a lunch buffet. It's one price, but you get all you want to eat. But that's only at lunchtime. That's a good thing because you get to pay a little bit more. But if you go in the opposite way, it's lunchtime and you jack up your prices, that's fucked up.
Well, I get buffets. I get all you can eat. But this is like, I'm going to go to... Now Wendy's went back and said, no, it's dynamic pricing. So at some point we can actually... We're all digital menus. That way we can raise the price if we need to at a time. Or even lower the price. Bullshit. No, you think they're lowering the price?
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean... Like, Oscar, what do you think? Do you think that this is, like, the new norm? Because everything is out of control expensive. Everything.
I say go to In-N-Out. I feel like In-N-Out has decent prices. At least from my in my eyes, I see it. Maybe they can change it, but that's every so many years after or whatnot.
I mean, would pay more for In-N-Out, to be honest. I think In-N-Out's delicious.
Yeah.
They cook their... I mean, they're it's...
It's the healthiest fast food you can get.
Is it?
Yeah.
And just to chime in on what you're saying, the increase at Wendy's, but like McDonald's getting paid workers $20 an hour. I mean, I get it. It's an industry and it's busy, but like $20 for my meal to be wrong, and you didn't tell me that.
It's crossing the line from like fast food to restaurant now.
Yeah.
It's like I'd rather go to a restaurant and pay the same price.
Nerds, firebomb Wendy's.
All right. Well, guys, thank you. That is our nerd news for this week. Let's go on to our top three TV cartoons of all times when we were kids. That we wanted to kind of change it up and just kind of look at like certain top threes of, I don't know, just movies when we were kids, music that we're liking. This week we're going to do our top three of TV cartoons. And I'll let Oscar start off this time. Oscar, what is your top three cartoons of all time when you were a kid?
Shit, my top two cartoons. First, I mean, Power Rangers is not a cartoon, but I mean, it was my go-to for my viewing. Dragon Ball Z.
Well, hold on, hold your thought there. You said Power Rangers.
Power Rangers.
Pretty sick, right?
Just the intro of the guitar, dude. Fire. I mean, the producers who chose this song or the band to do this.
Oh, excellent. So, you said Power Rangers. Why Power Rangers? Because I actually am not a fan of Power Rangers. I didn't really watch it because it was
opposite. You're not a fan of Power Rangers?
Oh, damn.
Oh, my God. First of all, R.I.P. Tommy.
Yeah, R.I.P. Tommy, yeah. He
passed away.
One of the, what, legacy? Yeah. Legacy of
Power Rangers. He was the White Ranger?
He was every color.
I know he was green at one point.
Green, white. Black. He was, I think, a Red Ranger at one point. Yeah, he was a Red Ranger. When he went into Turbo, Power Rangers Turbo, he was a Red Ranger that one.
R.I.P. Tommy.
R.I.P. Cool Tommy.
Yeah, he passed away. So sad.
All right, what else? What are your other two?
The other two would be Dragon Ball Z. You know, that's another one. The original is first Dragon Ball, then Dragon Ball Z.
Was that out when you were a kid?
Yeah.
Was that a kid?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How old were you when you started watching that? Do you remember?
Shit, maybe 7, 8, something like that.
I've never seen an episode of Dragon Ball Z either.
It's
I've seen episodes of Power Rangers, but see, again, this is a different generational thing. Yeah. Like, you grew up watching that.
Yeah.
I had no reason to go back and watch that. I always kind of go back.
Sky was a Munchie Chi fan.
He was a Munchie
Chi. I did like the Munchie Chi. Munchie Chi, Munchie Chi. Oh, soft and cuddly. I don't know.
This coat's actually made from Munchie Chi's.
That's okay. Makes sense now.
I see what you mean.
Yeah, Munchie Chi coat.
And then last but not least, Yu-Gi-Oh. You know, can't go wrong with my Dark Magician, you know? And
Dark Exodia. Magician girl. I'd bark for her.
I see you.
That's a solid three choices. They're nothing out of the norm I would think you would pick. I was surprised by Power Rangers. I thought you were going to go all anime. But Power Rangers is has an Asian feel to it.
I grew up with that. You know, I could have gone all anime, but I figured Power Rangers.
I was surprised because the 90s, I feel, I mean, 80s are like wrought with like amazing shows. But the 90s, like, almost in a way, stepped that game up a little bit. Like, there's a lot of, there was Biker Scouts from Mars. Is it Biker Scouts from Mars? There's
Street Sharks.
Street Sharks. Like, there's some amazing 90s.
There was one that was weird. Like, we called Beetleboards.
But they're looking at a lot of these to remake them to major motion pictures. And the toy line from that time was so, like, it wasn't mass produced like the 80s. So they're ridiculously priced out. So, all right, thank you. All right, Derek.
Yep.
Give me your top three.
Top three would have to be, number one, the Skeleton Warriors.
Okay, I didn't look this up, and I don't know what this is.
Do you not know what Skeleton Warriors?
Explain it to me.
Oh, what?
Bikers, bikers from space fighting skeleton bikers. Like the hardest show ever. So there's basically two factions, which is Prince Lightstar, and he fights for the human race. And then there's Baron Von Dark, I believe. And he's this, like, dude with, like, just skulls all over. They're literally skeletons that would just pass, like, massive terrorist attacks towards these people and would change them into skeletons. Like, the flesh would come off their bodies and they become skeletons. And they get on these bikes and they fly around and they would yell at them and bomb them. And they had Aracula. Remember, he had four arms. He was like Goru. But
I've never seen this. Daniel just handed me his phone to show me a picture of it, and I've never seen this.
Dagger was the midget with the army helmet and a cape, and he'd throw grenades at people. And
the way you're describing this makes sense now.
If you have not seen it, you gotta watch it. It is a 90s classic.
Okay, I will watch it. Okay, what's your next one?
Second one was Gargoyles.
Oh, Gargoyles.
Gargoyles.
Yeah. Goliath, is his name?
Oh, Gargoyles.
Gargoyles. Keith David.
Yeah, it's Keith David. It's Keith David.
Absolutely hardest intro.
Stone by day. Stone by day, that's awesome.
I actually been sober, so.
Oh, that's right. So, yeah.
All right.
All the homies hate Xanatos.
Yeah. Gargoyles. I've seen Gargoyles.
You've seen Gargoyles. Yeah, I really like it. It's crazy how Xanatos always had the ability to kill the Gargoyles, because they did stay on top of his building.
Yeah.
But he never actually off them. And I think because at one point they were okay with each other.
Yeah.
Until the hunt. Like, you had to kill them in their
prime. Do you guys remember Macbeth?
Yeah,
Macbeth. The Scottish guy. Yeah. And then Xanatos actually created a bunch of robotic gargoyles that nearly killed the gargoyles, but they got saved. So Gargoyles is a Disney classic. I think the episodes are still on Disney Plus?
I think so.
Yeah.
Are they?
Weren't they going to... I heard a rumor of them doing something with
a remake or a movie or something
like that. Yeah, that's what I heard. Yeah,
it was just, you know, a bunch of gargoyles mixing with New York City people, and
just a great time.
Yeah.
It's a great concept. Like, it literally, I deep down, I always felt like they borrowed that from Ghostbusters.
No, they did not. No, they did not.
They borrowed that idea.
Another Gen Xer trying to take credit for something.
You
get out of here.
All right, what's number three?
All right, number three is, of course, a 90s OG, which is the Batman animated series.
Amazing show.
Yes, okay, sir. RIP, Kevin. We love you.
Kevin, Derek, really early on in the podcast, had Kevin do a little cameo for us.
I still have it.
I still have that video, too.
Yeah, I still have it saved.
Yeah. It's awesome.
Yeah. Again, you could watch that one even today and still just be like, wow, The Mask of the Phantasm.
That's a great movie.
Still holds up.
Yeah, a lot of people still truly believe that that's the best Batman out there. And I have to say, like, Joker-wise, there's a lot of going back and forth. Mark Hamill, amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Kevin amazing. Conner, yeah. I mean, Mark Hamill says he's not going to do any reboots now because of that. Yeah. And I think that's amazing, because I don't know if you could do, like, there's certain things, in my opinion, and that's one of them. Those two without that show, not doing that show, aren't the same. Mm-hmm.
But I think, I could always go back and just click on a random episode of the animated series and just... Enjoy it.
Yeah. All right, Daniel. Now, Derek did take your thunder, right?
Hey, both of these guys took my thunder. Well, and I'm the first one that came up with these.
Because this is part of yours, I know Batman's in there. We got to...
Oh, yeah.
It's when the eyes would come out. His eyes.
I don't know, guys. I think it just might be me, but I think, and don't quote me on this, I think that Batman may be Bruce Wayne.
You can talk here, good. All right.
Danny. Yeah, so I obviously it took my thunder. Batman, the animated series, that's my number one all-time show, cartoon. That was my childhood. That was the best thing I ever watched. That, and I still think nothing compares it till this day to it.
Yeah.
Like, just the animation style, like, the storyline, like, there's nothing like it.
The Batmobile and that's really sick.
Oh, it's fire. It's really so sick. And then you give me one of the best Christmas gifts I got. Was the actual statue of the
that was so sick.
Well, I remembered you you saying that you really, really, really like was a big fan of that. So I'd actually went to like some random store and I'm like, oh, they have this here, and it fell in the price range that we were doing. So I was like, oh, this is sick. Okay, I'm good.
Yeah, that's
you went to Marshall's and saw it on the bin.
I actually saw some kid walking down the street with it, gave him a little quick elbow and just grabbed it and ran.
Yeah, all that right. was just such a good show. All
right, what's your next one?
The next one has to be the X-Men.
X-Men, uh-huh.
X-Men animated series still. I talked a little bit about it earlier. Such a great episode. And it was long. Like, a lot of episodes. You can never go wrong with it. The iconic theme song. Mm-hmm. You hear it, everybody knows where it's from.
Yeah.
It is actually that iconic. Like, I mean, there's, you know, if you're not a nerd, then obviously, but if you're a nerd and you don't know this, you're fired.
Yeah, you're definitely fired.
Know this.
Yeah, that's a great show.
What was your, sorry, this is a sidetrack, what was your favorite episode of the X-Men animated series?
Oh, that's a good one.
Mine is when Professor X gave Magneto a Holocaust flashback. No, I'm not even lying. That's actually a, he made him relive the Holocaust.
That's so sad, actually, right?
That is sad.
That, like the fact that they put that in a cartoon, too. Jesus,
the kids must know.
Me was the Seven Horsemen with Apocalypse.
That's a good one. Yeah, I remember that.
Apocalypse.
Yeah, that one was cool. See everybody switching sides and getting all crazy.
It was like Civil War.
Yeah.
Mine was when they introduced Gambit.
Gambit really wasn't featured. Wasn't Gambit...
He was created in the anime,
and then he came out later, right?
Yeah, he was from the Bayou. Yeah. He was a Bayou boy.
Yeah, that was a good one. And then the last one, we already talked about it, too, was the Power Rangers. It was just a big part of growing up.
It's you know what's interesting? In most cons that you go to, there's almost always a Power Ranger sign there, and their line is super-duper long. People love the Power Rangers. And there's actually a Power Ranger con that happens specifically in...
Yeah, I saw that.
It's, you know, like, what did you think of the movie, though?
I like the first movie. The first two movies.
Was that with Ivan News?
Ivan News and then Turbo? Turbo.
Yeah.
Never saw Turbo.
Turbo was good.
Yeah, Turbo was pretty cool. Billy, the kid, I don't know. Yeah. He seems...
I think it's the whole aspect of just, of live action, seeing these kids, like, get the power. Like, oh, maybe that could be me one day. You know?
I want to fight aliens.
It's random. It's like, it's a lot of that thing is when... That's why the X-Men were more realistic.
Yeah.
Like, same thing with Power Rangers. Like, it's obtainable. Like, Superman, none of us are aliens. Some of us. But So, all right. Well, for me, obviously, I'm going to jump back a decade and go into the 1980s. First off, my and I no particular order, too. Like, I loved all three of these shows. And I actually, I'm going to have to find this. I did want to play this because I know there are people that listen to the podcast that actually love this show. So first I'm going to go into this while I look it up. Transformers, number one.
Number one.
Beast Wars. I love Transformers. The theme song, I'm not going to play it today, but the theme song was amazing. Is one of the first shows. I think He-Man was the first show that did this, but it was one of those shows that kind of came on where they had so many characters, and they kept coming out with so many characters because they wanted to sell the toys. But I love the fact that they kept coming out with characters and being creative. The Beast Wars, they came up with the Dinobots, like all this. That show kept going on. I just loved the fact that, like, the toys were so iconic, too. Like, there's not many people that don't know who Optimus Prime is or Megatron.
So who was actually your favorite Transformer as a kid?
Bumblebee. As a kid, Bumblebee. But Bumblebee was like, he was a lot smaller at that time. And he was,
I was still small.
He was made to be like more kid friendly.
Yeah, like, because he was always hanging around with the kid, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Then I would say as I got older,
and the world really hit you.
The world really hit me. It was probably Soundwave. I like Soundwave a lot.
Is that the one that shoot the cassette out?
The cassette. I thought he was really cool.
And that was pretty cool.
And I liked his voice, very robotic, but it was just, he was like sick.
Like, it was like synthesized. Yeah.
It was cool.
I admit, that was pretty cool.
My second show, and that's why I'm going to play this. I'm going to, you know, because I do run the board here, so I'm going to play two songs for myself. Whoa. But this one, a lot of people know this. A lot of people don't. If one of you guys get this, I'll be pretty impressed.
What's your phone?
The Super Bowl?
Indiana Jones?
This is actually considered to be one of the first animes.
Robotech
to cross over.
I just heard it. Robotech.
And it's an amazing show. It's actually in a way like a telenovela, the first season.
Oh.
Because it's a love triangle and they get put out into space. Like people have copied it after that. Star Trek copied it when they did Voyager.
Rogue Gundam.
Right, yeah. Rogue, is that actually part of that too, where they get stuck in space and have to try to make their way back?
Yeah,
Gundam had that. But it was one of the first ones that did that, and it was actually an amazing show. So if you've never seen the original Robotech, Macross Saga, check it out. And there's actually three different stories that happen. It's the first one. I don't remember the names of the second one. I think it's Masters.
I got a funny story about Robotech. Sky said earlier in the show that he was selling at a convention a couple of days ago, which I was there and helping him out by sitting. And he says to me, could you get this, authenticized?
Yeah.
And it's this Robotech little fucking
figure. Rick Hunter, the guy who actually voiced
it. And I say like a chump, yes. And I'm in that line for almost 3 to 4 hours waiting to get this little effing sticker on a little box. And then all these nerds would come to me and be like, no way, is that a Rick Hunter figure? I'm like, no. Where'd you get that? I'm like, I stole it.
Oh, that's hilarious. Thank you, Derek. But it's still very popular. The guy who was signing, I'm surprised. But they don't Funko Pops have not made that line. Like, the toys are very, very rare. The original toys are pretty rare to find. So it's actually kind of cool to see. Okay. Now, this one, even to this day, like, I still nerd out on this. I love this show.
G.I. Joe.
G.I. Joe. I love this show. Now, talk about toys. Like, okay, first off, you have iconic characters, Snake Eyes, Storm Shadow, all these people. Duke. Everyone had a code name. Cobra. Everyone knows who Cobra Commander is. Everyone knows how he looks. Everyone knows Destro. Like, they just really actually, like, they masked a lot of their bad guys. But the best thing about this show was that their jeeps, their planes, their helicopters all had their own code names, and people knew the code names. It was actually like a great idea. Like the Viper was one of Cobra's like awesome ships, and this the Sky Striker up there. Like it's like I'm telling you, it's one of my favorite shows of all time. I still watch it today. They actually stream it on Hasbro. On YouTube, you can watch full episodes, and they go through the whole thing. So if you ever want to watch free G.I. Joe episodes, get on your TV, go to YouTube, look up Hasbro, and you can see free episodes of G.I. Joe. And that's it. Those are our top three this week. And now we're going to move on to an episode.
We were doing so well.
We're moving on to. I'm not gonna stop it. Okay, this is a little behind the scenes. Sometimes when we mess up, we'll go back. But we're not gonna do that tonight. We are going to a very amazing part of the podcast called What If.
Sabemos dónde estamos.
Mírame los ojos. Mírame los ojos.
Lo bien no se ve.
Creo que pasen por encima nuestro, no van a ver.
¿Qué pasa cuando el mundo te abandona?
¡Ayuda!
Cuando no tenés ropa, te estás congelando.
¡Dónde llegar hasta arriba!
Cuando no tenés comida, te estás muriendo.
Si no comemos, nos vamos a morir. ¿Comer qué?
All right, for those of you that don't know, that is Society of the Snow. It's a Netflix movie. It's really, really, really good. And on this episode of What If, we're going to tackle a crazy question that they go through there. But now, first off, if you've eaten, don't listen. And if you have a bad stomach, don't listen. All right, Derek, tell us the synopsis of this movie.
So in 1972, Uruguayan Air Force Flight 571 chartered by a Uruguayan rugby football team and their supporters to take them to a game in Santiago, Chile, crashes into a glacier in the heart of the Andes Mountain. Of the 45 passengers on board, 29 survived the initial crash. Although more would die from injury, disease, and an avalanche over the following weeks, trapped in one of the most inaccessible and hostile environments on the planet, the survivors are forced to resort to survival cannibalism.
What? All right. So that is our topic tonight. Like, all right, first off, could you eat another human being to survive? And second, I mean, just the environment, like, I could just imagine. I'm surprised anyone made it out of there. Like, have you guys ever been in the snow? You've all, yeah. Called, like, it's, like, even when it's not that cold, it's cold, right?
It's cold, yeah.
Like, they're in the top of the Andes. They're freezing their asses off. All right, so, Derek.
Yeah.
First question, could you?
Yeah, absolutely. I could eat somebody.
I don't even know why I asked you that question. I knew you could.
I'd eat, like, probably their foot. Or their, no, I'd probably go with calf.
Calf? Calf's good. Foot would be weird. Foot would be like eating a frog's leg or something. Like, just not enough
lick
meat.
Lick their toes and go to town.
Oscar, what about you? Could you eat another human being?
I got to see how long I can go without food until I start, all right, I need food. And
so if you're going as long as you can without food, you'd probably be one of the first to go. So we'd have to decide if we would want to eat you or not. Okay, go on. Daniel?
I would say yes, but I think it has to be cooked. It has to be cooked. I don't think I can, like, just bite into it.
You realize, like, you can't cook it up there.
I know, but that's a tough part.
You realize that there's not, they don't have a stove or a kitchen.
I think it's, like, I got to think about, I'm trying to be realistic. If I eat and chew it, if I'm going to throw up, I'm fucked more. I'm just going to dehydrate myself. So
they didn't have a problem with water, though, because there was ways I think they were able to, like,
get water on the snow.
Yeah, I mean, that's the water's not the issue. Yeah. You know?
So that, if we can cook it somehow,
I don't think you're going to be
able to cook it.
Hey, we turn on the fire.
No, you can't turn on the fire.
If you're that fucked, you have to try to make a fire somehow. If you don't have a fire, you're pretty much fucked anyways.
Okay, so let's change it up. Let's just say you're with your immediate family.
Yeah.
Your immediate family, right? Uh-huh. And some of them don't make it. Mm-hmm. Could you eat them?
Yeah. But I would do like a thigh or something like that.
Like that's any better.
A thigh or a calf, but I wouldn't do an arm or chest or nothing like that. I just like a thigh.
Okay. What about you, Derek? Could you eat any of your immediate family?
Yeah, I could. They would want me to anyway. Yeah. So I think so.
All right. What about your dogs?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll do the dogs first.
I'd be crying while I eat them, but yeah, I'd eat them still.
You're so good.
All right, Oscar, what about you? Immediate family, could you do it?
Yeah.
All right. No, I didn't answer this question. Yes, I would want to survive, so I would eat human meat. No, I couldn't cook it. It would probably be more like beef jerky up there. Human jerky.
Human jerky.
And yeah, I would eat my immediate family. I think that Derek's right. I think that they would want you to try to survive. So I think that if they were dying, they were telling you, "Oh, you probably would." Yeah. All right. Now here, out of the four of us, we're all up there. Mm-hmm. We're the last survivors. Mm-hmm. Okay. Who do you think, if they were to go first, tastes the best?
Derek,
probably me.
You think Derek tastes the best?
No, Derek's full of like
pills.
super right. We're gonna be all fucked up afterwards.
Guys are gonna die from like toxic shock.
I think.
Actually, you Sky. Know what, Oscar? Oscar Sky. Has a lot of weed in him, so he's definitely.
No, he's not, dude. He's sober. You didn't hear him earlier?
No. He's sober now, but all that weed inhalation throughout the years, he smoked his. His are definitely seasoned.
You think it flavored up his meat?
Yes. He's probably like
he's a like a short rib. He's well marinated.
It's like short rib from Jen.
I'm worth all THC and CBD.
I'm gonna probably get really high eating them, but
alright. Who okay, so let's throw some people in there of all the cousins. Like who's the one that you like think would taste the best and the one that would taste the worst?
Leo.
Yeah.
Leo the best?
Leo. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why the best?
He's not ropey and he's not big. He's like a deer, like a baby.
I would say Adam will taste the best.
No.
He's well fed, well exercised, lean.
He's more like a moose. He's like a moose, but he doesn't look appetizing. Leo looks like, oh, you're going to get some good meat out of him.
Just because his hair. That's the only reason why you
want. He's shaped like a baby deer. He's agile. He's cut in the right places.
All right. Who's the last person you'd want to eat?
Vicky.
Why?
I don't know. I don't think I could.
Because she's a female?
Probably.
Well,
that's okay. My cousin too. So I feel weird about that.
What, the other ones were your cousins too?
Yeah, but they would want me to eat them.
All right, Oscar. Who do you think would taste the worst?
Mama Celia.
Mama Celia.
She's not a cousin.
Yeah. Oh, cousins.
Oh, cousins. Adam. What was that, Adam?
Yeah. Really? I don't think Adam would taste
Adam
the best.
Does not
I actually think seat. Adam would taste pretty good.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I agree on that.
He's
one.
Built like a moose, but I don't think he's.
No, well, he eats good. He's like fairly healthy. He likes food and he walks and does like exercise daily. Yeah. So I feel like
his calves would probably taste pretty darn good.
The tendons would probably. Why are we talking about that?
We're not cannibals, by the way.
Okay, so Adam, okay. What about you?
Who's the least? Oh, shit. I don't even know. Derek?
Derek, yeah.
I would just say Derek.
Yeah. All right. Little sourness to there?
All the medicine he has in him?
Yeah, I'm bitter. You're going to be all racist after you eat that. All
right, well, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, I did answer.
You
did?
No. You said Adam?
Said Adam, I think, would taste probably. No, okay, let me answer. So you're probably right. Okay, I think Adam would taste the best.
Okay.
And I think, or Anthony, actually.
I was thinking Anthony was my number two.
Yeah, Anthony would, I don't.
Anthony's a one meal feast for one person.
He's like a kid's meal.
It's like a McDonald's Happy Meal. Yeah.
So then who do you think is least likely to taste good? You didn't answer that.
That's a good one. I would, Derek, I'm sorry, but I have to go with you. I don't think you taste good.
Thank you.
Especially that rat jacket's probably getting all in your
You guys are gonna eat me. You guys are gonna get Lyme disease.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining this week, making the gathering a part of your week. We appreciate it. We're so happy to be back. We're glad that we can spend some time with you, and we're just super excited. We look forward to spending some more time with you, making some more episodes. So hopefully you join us again. We would appreciate it. If you have not subscribed to The Gathering yet, please do so. Wherever you're listening to us, we're all over the place. Spotify, Apple, all the big ones and some of the small ones. So if you're there, subscribe to us, tell a friend. We'd appreciate it. Thank you so much for listening to The Gathering. Until next time, gather on.